You 5 days?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay.
I just.
We don't want to overdo it on your first day back.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already missed you in the head.
I hit her in the head.
It woke me up. No, I'm
okay.
Kidding. I'm good. I'm good. Unless anybody else wants a break.
So now, let's see. So we did vocational. So now we are.
Commissioner Hart gets.
Let me get out of here.
Yeah, I was saying, I believe now we're back to Browns Quarry Reclamation Plan Amendment, RP-03-03-1M, and Use Permit Amendment UP-03-03-1M. Utilize an existing CEQA document. We'll just take a second until Commissioner Hart collects himself. And you're out for the rest of the meeting then? You're not just going to go hide?
No, I'm off.
Okay. Enjoy your week.
Are you going to go feed cows for me? I got 2 fields still need to be fed. The wind's not blowing in Scott Valley as hard as it is in Chaska.
Jeez.
He's
just
conveniently ignoring me. His selective hearing has kicked in again. Good to see you, Blair.
Y'all have fun.
We will. Okay. So, with that, I think he's gone. Staff report then, please.
Bernadette Sisson, associate planner. Eric Peters, operator of Browns Quarry, has requested an amendment to the existing use permit and reclamation plan for this active surface mine located east of the city of Montague on Ball Mountain, Little Shasta Road. The proposed amendments will increase the mine boundary in depth to incorporate all land disturbed by post-2004 surface mining activities, extend the end date to accommodate reclamation activities, revise the revegetation plan, remove a plant that is now listed as an invasive, and address noxious and invasive species currently on site. The purpose of this proposal is to bring the mine site into compliance with county ordinances and the Surface Mining and Reclamation Act SMARA, so reclamation can proceed. The operator does not propose any further mining or processing of material. Agency comments were received from California Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Environmental Health Division, and CAL FIRE, and are included in the staff report. No public comments were received for this project. Staff recommends adopting the resolution approving the use permit and reclamation plan amendments and determining that the approval would not result in any or new or substantially more significant impacts than those examined in the ISMND, and no further environmental documentation is necessary. There is a suggested motion in the packet. Thank you.
Great, thank you. Commissioner comments?
Okay.
So with that, did you have any questions?
Not at this
point. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and open up the public hearing. So project proponents, is there an actual project proponent or just those in support?
Oh, just in support. I'm just the
okay. Okay, so I'll go ahead and then call Dan Wallace. Wait, no, sorry, that's the wrong one. Where's my
Wallace was first.
Yeah, I pulled the wrong card. Jeff Brown, then, please. Too many cards in this deck.
Hello.
Hi.
Jeff Brown. 2502 Ball Mountain, Little Shasta Road in Montague. It's adjacent to this rock pit, and I or my family are the owners of the property that the pit is on. This pit, in your report you'll see, has been in operation for many, many years. The county airport was built with rock out of that pit, and everybody here probably drove over some of that rock getting here, guaranteed. Over the last, we operate as an owner on a royalty basis. They pay, an operator goes in, they pay us by the ton to take it out, which has never been a big money maker for us, but it does pay for fencing and things on the ranch, fuel, things like that. Unfortunately, over the last few decades, removal has not been followed by any reclamation. It's not pretty in there, in that portion of the pit. It does need to be reclaimed, and I fully support that reclamation. It's time to fix it, so that's what we're here for. What does concern me and why I'm up standing up here is the continuation of the use permit to 2028. And that, the only reason that scares me a little is that when the operator goes in to reclaim this, am I waiting until 2028 to get it done? That does bother me. And I don't know if this commission has the authority or any means to set a timeline for that reclamation. I'm not excluding future operators from going in. This is a portion of, if you know that country, of larger pits. There's a couple there that the county was one of them that went in and didn't reclaim anything years ago, is not a portion of this. But there's still rock there, and I would like to see some of that rock removed and those areas reclaimed. They also aren't real pretty right now. So the extension of to 2028, that's the big one. Is there any means to say, here's your timeline for reclamation, and not 5 years? Because I'll go broke. A second concern I have, and this is, I don't want this to affect your approval or disapproval of this plan, is that one of the conditions of approval is a entering of the operator enters into a road maintenance agreement, which I've objected to over the years, where they pay the county a percentage of whatever is removed for damage to the road. The logger down the road doesn't do that. The hay trucks coming in back and forth don't do that. That dairy down there doesn't do that. Nobody else does that. So it doesn't seem like that's a valid thing that those trucks are paying for that road through their fuel, same as you and I do. And to add another layer, that's a tax that I don't, tax or fee, whatever you want to call it, that I just don't think that would stand up. It's been there a long time, and I don't want that to affect, you know, whether you disapprove this or approve this.
But it's been going on, right? You've been paying
it. Yeah, it's always been there.
By the way, Mr. Hart pays the same thing.
Yeah. Does he pay? Mm-hmm. I didn't know Blair was paying.
I used to pay that too when ours was open.
Uh-oh. So that's all I had.
Okay. Thank you. And then I have a Jacob Ewald.
Hi, I'm Jacob Ewald, address 3560 Alta Mesa Drive out of Reading. I'm the staff biologist for GeoServe Incorporated. They're out of Mount Shasta. Do you want their address as well?
Nope, just yours is fine, thank you.
And so I'm of course in support of the reclamation plan. GeoServe, I primarily wrote the reclamation plan amendment as well as the use permit amendment. Applications that are before you, and it's in my view it's a solid plan. It will restore right environmental integrity to the area, improve aesthetics to a degree as well, and mainly I'm here just to provide any sort of technical answers if you need them, but just letting you know it's a good project.
Thank you. Okay, are there any other project proponents? Okay, any project opponents? Okay, and seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Okay, Commissioner Veal, any comments, questions? And if you're not ready yet, I can go to Commissioner Fowle.
Go to Commissioner Mello. I'm rereading a letter from one of my favorite agencies.
Commissioner Mello.
The timeline, is there any way to address that? Or is this typical timeline for reclamation? Or?
I have a question for Mr. Brown. I'm trying to understand where you're coming from here. Your concern is that the date of 28 is too close to now to complete, or too far away to assure completion?
No, more on a financial level. It's too far in that if I want to bring another operator in and amend the permit to include those other pits and get some more rock out of there, can't do that. I will have no income for the, until 2028 should they decide to take that long to reclaim that. I'd like to see it reclaimed quickly so that I have the option to bring another operator in, go through the process here and get to amend and get, you know, get back in line here.
Okay, so you're wanting a quick shutdown, reclamation, signed, sealed, delivery, closed.
Good, done, yep.
Then should some opportunity come in the future in 2025, somebody comes up to you and says, hey, we're interested in pulling more material out, then you would begin the process again to get a use permit to reopen the pit with a new reclamation plan, etc. You want a speedy reclamation?
I do.
Okay.
The problem up till now has been that because there has been no reclamation in there, and part of the reason we're on the reclamation path here is that nobody else wants to come in because they assume that reclamation there, but they can't do that.
Okay. So, question for staff, whether it be Bernadette or Haley. Mm-hmm. Understand his, and greatly respect his position, because we have had, in the very near past, issues of non-expedited reclamation that drug on for 15 years, mm-hmm. even though we had dates. Mm-hmm. So, under SMARA, is there anything that prevents us from setting that date sooner rather than later? And let me just ask Mr. Brown, is there a date that you would like as the completion for reclamation, should it be possible?
I'd like to see it done this spring, by this spring.
So by December 2024?
More like in March 2024.
I like how you think.
Yeah, that's what I'd like.
We need to be, so realistically speaking, and what you have something, go ahead.
So I'm looking at my, this was the use permit amendment application that I reviewed yesterday. We included a timeline kind of to satisfy the biological realities of the reclamation. And back then, I think we got this in 23. So these dates are a little obsolete now, but the idea was summer 23, secure the approval. Fall 23 would be initial spraying of invasives. Spring and summer then would allow for the actual grading to get the slopes to proper, you know, aesthetic and, you know, stability. That would all be proper. And then summer and additional spraying of invasives, and then utilizing the fall rains to then seed the approved seed mix and revegetate the area. So in that sense, going to 2028 certainly is quite excessive in terms of the biological timeline that would need to be done.
I have a question on that. On that, like, you're going to spray dicamba. I'm a PCA, just as a heads up. Typically, I don't use that in the fall because it's a contact herbicide and you're spraying it when it's senesce. So I don't see how you would spray targeted weeds in the fall. Usually start thistle and those we spray early spring before they go to bolting. And I recommend that you have a PCA. Well, you have to have a PCA, right? Your herbicide recommendation. But I didn't agree with your plan as a PCA on what you're spraying or when. So just pointing that out.
Okay. There are a couple that I can see in the winter. I'm a farmer rancher, so I deal with it also.
But they're targeting star thistle. That's not when you target star thistle. It's already senesced.
Typically, no.
But you have to use a soil
active.
But
the spotted knapweed,
yeah.
Right now, you do want to hit it.
Yep, but we switched up to something that's more soil active,
right,
to get the seed.
Right.
Because otherwise, you've sprayed a dead plant.
I mean, we can talk about strategies. Your best assessment. When, according to your modified timeline, do you foresee completion being able to be done?
I mean, I would say essentially, with completion being, you know, spreading the seed and then allowing the rains to take over, the idea would be to target the seed spread just before the fall rains so that, you know, they're going to have a chance to grow and outcompete any sort of non-natives. Basically,
were those seeds applied last fall, or are you talking about fall of 24?
Fall of 24, those would be applied. Those would be applied fall of 24 prior to the rains, so that the wet season can take care of the irrigation. So,
yeah.
Okay.
And that's why you can even seed over frozen ground as long as.
Oh yeah.
Through the chair?
Yeah.
I think the major question is regarding the grading. That's the bulk of the reclamation that Mr. Brown, I believe, was referring to.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is the main concern as far as the timeline is when that regrading can be done so we can successfully start revegetation. But that, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that is true.
Is the biggest on the timeline dates, is that's the timeline he likes me in bed for the regrading.
Yeah, because that all obviously has to be done before you plant or spray anything, because mm-hmm. it won't work otherwise. Back to you, is there can we truncate that time frame, or is it 3 years under SMARTA?
You can set a timeline. It's basically required under SMAR that we have a 3-year revegetation monitoring. But as far as the work being done and setting up a timeline like that, it's not restricted.
Okay. So I mean, I think, how do we work this then? I mean, we have a willing landowner, correct, that wants to get the work done. Is there anything that we have to put into this proposal, or is it he's got a willingness to do it, he just goes and does it, and then we have the 3-year monitoring plan?
Yeah, well,
I guess I think I'm just missing the piece on,
because I get what he's saying. If the county has to verify that reclamation has occurred,
yeah,
once that's done, he can open the door to new potential operators. I get that. Reasonably, the timeline we have, what I'm hearing, is reseeding occurring fall 24. But in between when the reseeding and the fall happens, grading needs to occur, which I believe I'm hearing Mr. Brown say it's the grading that you would like to see done spring of 24, so that as soon as moisture starts coming, you're not waiting on grading to take place in order to get seeds on the ground.
That's correct.
Okay. So can the timeline specifically be modified for grading? Reclamation grading must be finalized or shall be finalized by May of 2024. So should we have one of the weird early falls, potentially in August or September, Johnny Appleseed can go out and start spreading?
Personally, I think this would be better dealt with between the operator and the owner for a time frame.
Okay.
In contract, right. The property owner has controls the property, has an operator doing the reclamation. The time frame, right, there's laws of mine is in compliance. And if I'm not mistaken, the reason we're here is because they mined outside the boundaries and we need to modify the reclamation.
Yep, yep.
The other question that I'm not entirely clear on, Mr. Brown, too, is it your intent to reclaim the entire mine site and then apply for another use permit to continue to mine? Because that's what I thought I heard. Because you can do a partial reclamation, right?
Well, that was my next question.
And continue your use permit and your operation. But I just hate to see you go through this whole process all over again. And
yep. Under the existing use permit and reclamation plan, if they go in and do their work, and they reach a point where another operator is willing to assume that, then they can come in. Not a new permit, in the existing permit. Where they would get their financial assurance back, somebody new would take over. They would assume the rest of the reclamation, but they could mine the portions that weren't reclaimed.
But if we do that, then setting the limit of 2028 potentially would be too close and would limit their ability to pull material. Right. That's why you're saying a whole new UP.
So the other piece of it, right? If you reclaim the entire property, we have to get conference with DMR that's been reclaimed and it goes to closure. Do you want to keep it open?
I think I read in your plan that reclamation doesn't preclude any future mining. That's in there.
Entirely.
Yeah.
So you always have the option to, say, reclaim 90%, get all that money back, you know, for that reclamation, and maintain 10% to mine.
Right. That's why I don't want you putting yourself in a pickle where you don't have that available. Because we have had partial reclamations occur that still leave the door open to change operators between you. Operator A becomes operator B, enters an agreement with you, continue to operate under the CUP with 60% reclaimed of what has been done, but the door still open to continue to pull material. But like Mr. Dean's saying, if this whole piece, we expand the perimeter, and it all gets reclaimed, and it is closed, it can be a bugger to get another CUP to reopen.
Right, right. And that's where, I guess I'm not understanding in the permit, or in the write-up on the staff report, that reclamation doesn't stop future mining of that site.
I think the trigger under SMART, correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Lang, is that when the word is given to the county that the reclamation has been completed, there is a process that essentially closes down that mine. And it's signed, sealed, and delivered. Verification goes from the county to the state, says this mine is now officially closed, it has been properly reclaimed, done.
New application.
Then, if you want to come back and do something else, you've got a lot of hoops to jump through.
So
is that accurately stated?
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Fowle, I have a question. If they're only doing a partial reclamation, that doesn't matter?
That leaves the door open to continue to pull material. But when reclamation is completed and the owner and operator tell the county reclamation is done, and the county does the visit, goes through the checklist, boom, send it to the state, that mine's officially closed.
Oh, thank you. Can you question without doing a paper? Or I wasn't here in time to put in a paper to be part of it.
Oh, if you have a question.
Can you come up to the podium?
We can ask him.
Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, just come up and give your name, address, and because I'm trying not to get the applicant in a position.
Well,
the
reason I'm here, I operate several quarries here. I'm Paul Goodwin, Custom Crushing Industries. Business address is 2409 Oberlin Road, Wairika.
Thank you.
And so understanding this, and I've been kind of part of what's going on here, there's no secrets there. Can you require the grading be done? And then I have an interest in that quarry, okay? But I don't want to take over, I don't want to go get a CD or put up a bond or whatever the case may be to take this, well, no, just to take over what's been done there today. I don't have any problem with just graded and cleaned up and there's no overhangs and things of that nature of picking it up at that point. But, you know, there's some number, I don't want to throw numbers out, I haven't sat down and done math, but there's some number there that would have, I would have to spend to clean it up to move forward, that I didn't create. So is there, at some point, the operator who had it, is there some point that he cleans that up, 2-to-1 slope, whatever's required in a reclamation plan, I've not looked at it, not reviewed it, don't know, make it safe, things of that nature where everybody's happy, that I could make an agreement with Jeff Brown and go in there as Custom Crushing Industries, continue mining and say that we'll work from the east to the west in this particular quarry, and the east is done, and we'll move west. I think that's what Jeff's looking for, if that helps at all. And is that 2028 before we can do that? Or is that this spring?
How is Eric Peters involved? What's Eric Peters involved? Is he
partnered?
You're asking me?
Eric Peters is the operator, the current operator of the mine.
Along with you?
No. I'm all good with Custom Crushing Industries. I stand alone.
Yeah. I thought you said yeah.
No, he has interest.
No, I have an interest in continuing that mine if those guys come to an agreement on a time frame on getting it, but I don't want to take over the work that's been done. You know, I take out of my proceeds from my quarries, I take out or reclamate as I go. And I've not received any of the finances from that quarry and certainly don't want to put up the money to fix it if I just take it over like it is.
So, thank you for that. So, Haley, if the first issue in front of us is A, to expand the boundary to include all disturbed land.
Right.
That's item number one in front of us. I don't have, you know, an issue with that. I think that's wise, because if we're truly going to do reclaim a mine site, it should include all disturbed land.
Yep.
No problem there. Now we come to item two, which really wasn't before us, but has been brought up by the landowner. There is a desire to keep the mine operational, but the landowner is under the belief that he's unable to bring in another operator until at least a portion of reclamation is done. And I, having been involved in gravel quarries in the past, I fully understand, can we, within this reclamation, specify a percent or an area, southwest quarter, be reclaimed through vegetation and enter into a 3-year monitoring plan, whereas the remaining portion of the parcel is available for extraction. Do we have that flexibility under SMART? Because then it would meet a potential new operator from being financially responsible for first operator's enterprise, and they would only then encumber potential expenses from their extraction moving forward.
Right.
But it doesn't prevent Mr. Brown from bringing in operator B.
So They have proposed a phased reclamation plan, phase one being grading to reduce cut slopes to 1:1 or less as recommended by the slope stability survey, and 2:1 for 2:1 or less for both slopes. We can set a timeline on by phases. So phase one being the regrading would be what they're proposing to do first. And then phase two is revegetation of the site as the consultant has proposed, you know, with reseeding. So if we set a timeline, they've already given us the phases they want to do it in. So we would just want to go based off of that, I think.
Okay, and so a reasonable, achievable, attainable termination of phase one grading. What would we be looking at there? Mr. Brown obviously would like sometime this spring.
You could probably include it into a condition for phase one reclamation within the rec plan amendment. See any issues with that?
No, it's not uncommon for there to be pretty specific timelines and reclamation plans.
Okay, so for the existing operator and owner, what is a reasonable date allowable to the owner and the operator where it's believed the grading phase one could be completed? You're getting to write your own plan here. Wonderful opportunity.
Isn't that an existing plan that we've already submitted? Heard it
out? What was the timeline?
Oh, do we have a time frame, an existing?
Yeah, this
it was done in 2028.
Yeah. Well, no, he has.
Specifically to phase one.
So my other question I have is, with the reclamation bond, how are we going to reclaim 100% of our bond if we're only showing, if we're going to leave the quarry open, future work, how, I mean, we'd have to reclaim 100% to get our full bond back.
I can address that. So
go ahead, because that's, there
so
is a...
Every time, at each annual inspection, we re-review the status of the quarry, what reclamation has occurred, and then it's accounted for in a cost estimate. So would we go out and do another inspection, a cost estimate will be provided. If work has been done to reduce the amount of reclamation that needs to occur, we account for that, and then we approve to reduce that bond. So as reclamation occurs, that value goes down. Should a new operator come in, they sign a statement of responsibility taking over the existing condition of the mine, they put up their financial assurance, and the old operator's financial assurance is returned back to them.
Correct. Does that make sense? Because I went through three different operators,
right,
and each one assumed what was left from the previous until the final operator ultimately ended up being 30% of the total rec.
I mean, it's in the operator's best interest to get it up quickly to get your bond money back.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
However,
and so
my other question I have is...
Sir, could you come to the podium, please? I have
Yeah.
And then if you could give me your name for the record.
Mike Peters.
Thank you.
4220 Anderson Great Road, Wairika.
Thank you.
So my other question I have is, the reason that we are amending the rec plan is because there was operations that went up across the line from the original plan. So we wanted to just amend that area that was disturbed out of the original rec plan survey lines. So now we're incorporating, I think at the owner's wish, we're incorporating a much larger area within the quarry boundaries. So is the operator, you know, going to be liable for the rec within that, with the new quarry boundary? Or the existing quarry boundary that was disturbed? That's my question.
So it's specific to the disturbance that has occurred within the
that operator.
Not historic mining pre-2004. So under this permit, it's the disturbance that has occurred. So even if your mine boundary is 100 acres, you don't have to hold a bond on 100 acres. You have to hold a bond on the amount of disturbed acreage. So if this plan goes through, it still doesn't change the amount of disturbed acreage that the bond is held on.
So Mr. Peters is only responsible for reclamation on the area on which he operated.
Correct. So the
we're clear on that.
Boundary that was submitted in the application, you know, I don't know that it's right to the edge of his disturbed area or not. It, to me, when I'm looking at it and having done a field inspection, I would say maybe they drove into some of the historic mining areas and maybe that's why it's included, or maybe there was a pile there or something, but it wouldn't require revegetation. It wouldn't require reclamation of any magnitude. It would be minimal. I agree with them that the area is larger than what is, you know, fit to the exact area of disturbed. It does go beyond that. But, so it's not like he has to reseed 100% of this acreage.
And shouldn't the future operator have to apply for the additional ground that's going to be approved or
so
disapproved?
Anything that deviates from what is approved today or for this amendment, for this project, they would have to apply for that change.
Right. So my question is, so as the operator, am I paying for this larger footprint of the quarry for future operations that I'm not going to be involved in?
What I heard is no, only your footprint. With this boundary expansion, you're still, what your bond is for the footprint you created, not what existed prior, and not what is now being included with the boundary line expansion. Is my understanding. Is that correct? Because I hear his concern.
Yeah.
He's only responsible for his created footprint.
His disturbed footprint, yeah. And I don't know what percentage of the mine is disturbed and what percentage is not. Right now.
I cannot tell you.
Based off the original rec plan or based off the amended plan we're trying to...
Based on your mine footprint.
Probably, I'm gonna guess 80%. 70% of the original rec plan. Now we're proposing, or Jeff is proposing, to enlarge that footprint to a much larger area to expand the quarry.
Yeah, okay. So you have the footprint of the mine, and then you have the footprint of the reclamation. The disturbed.
Right. Correct. Correct.
So you'd be responsible for the disturbed portion of the mine site. Within the mine boundary.
Even if it's the old boundary or the new boundary? It doesn't matter.
It shouldn't change your disturbed area.
Disturbed area.
The same.
Yeah.
It's just the percentage of disturbed increase or decreases.
Right.
So the specific area that was disturbed by your mine operations would need to be reclaimed.
Right.
Right. And then the remainder of mining operation will have to be a new bond established to reclaim that potential future operator.
Right. Got it. Okay. Yep. Answer my question.
Yep.
It's in the best interest of the operator to, you know, reclaim whatever needs to be reclaimed to get the bond back.
Right. And so we've got the two issues here. You are after getting your bond back and getting it reclaimed.
Correct.
And your timeline runs out to ends, terminates in 20 years. You're comfortable what I'm hearing, the grading portion of that phase one realistically could be done spring of 24.
Is that what we have in our original proposal?
Yeah, so we have spring, summer of 2024, conduct reclamation grading for the plan amendment and redistribute topsoil overburden as part of the regrading activities. We did have before that to spray the star thistle and Dyer's woad, but I just spoke with the biologist and he said, you know, it could be done, you know, at the same time after they disturbed it, they could spray it. So
I gotta interrupt though. If you have bare soil and those plants haven't been able to work, you've recommended two herbicides in your plant. They will not work. They are contact herbicides. They are not soil active. So if you've mowed down all those plants there's nothing to spray, so there won't be spraying. And that's why I always recommend in any permit I write that you always put that these are what we plan on using if this timing, but because your timing has changed, that you need to consult a pest control advisor, because I'm telling you right now, your herbicides will not work, and in fact, some of your herbicides are going to kill some of the plants you're planting. So I don't agree with the vegetative plan at all from the herbicide standpoint, because you have a conflict. So you're going to be pissing water away, to be blunt about it. And so your herbicide mix and your planting mix needs to be worked on. So you're going to need to hire a pest control advisor and get a permit through the county to do that anyways. But you have to have a PCA write your herbicide recommendation. Nobody but a PCA is allowed to recommend what herbicides to use in the state of California.
Unless you are the property
owner,
you're applying it yourself, in which I'm a...
But unless Mr. Brown is going to... And it has to be for residential use, and then you still have to have a grower's permit. A grower's permit. Yeah. But Mr. Brown would be the one that would have to go spray all the herbicides.
Correct.
And you have to take a test. So if you're hiring it out at all, you have to have a pest control business apply it and a licensed pest control advisor write you a herbicide recommendation, which is your CEQA, to allow you to spray herbicide. So, but the plan as is, and I don't mean to beat you up, but it won't work. You can't spray those in the fall and then plant because there's nothing to spray. So there's, and real quick, I'll tell you why. Herbicides, basically, there's two big types. There's soil active, which gets the germinating seed, and then there's contact herbicides, which are typically, there's different modes of action on how they control the plant. Some of them, like that are recommended, they're systemic. They have to get into the plant and then get into the roots. You're not going to have plants if you just graded to spray. And both of these are contacts, not soil active. So you're going to need a soil active. The other thing is you're going to need to make sure if you're planting some of these grasses and perennials that you're getting a selective herbicide that doesn't kill what you're planting. So there are some herbicides that only kill star thistle, that only kill broadleaves. You need to be able to pick what your site is and then go after those. Typically, your spray time is on those is in the spring. Because
in all reality, it's going to kill star thistle anyway, no matter what we do.
Yeah, unless you spray with, like...
The whole surrounding property star thistle, so I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Yep.
It's kind of that's a 10-year battle.
Yeah,
in 10 years, I've made it dead.
More than that.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you hire a PCA, I can get rid of star thistle in 2 years.
I'm on year 4. We've reduced it very much.
Can I ask what you're spraying? And I know we're getting off topic, but...
After this.
Yeah.
I want to resolve this. Right. So,
But how does the veg management plan affect this? If it's stated in there you're going to do something that's not going to work.
Well, okay, so... Answer your question, but mine's related because I'm trying to.
Can he amend it? So I would allow yourself some wiggle room, like plant those species, but pull out the herbicide recommendation on when to spray and what to spray. So you're allowing yourself some flexibility. It's one thing to say, hey, these may be suggestions, but to say we're going to do this at this time, you're bottling yourself in.
Was it the county or the state that approves the vegetation plan?
So that's my question, because under SMARA, with rec plans, the state sometimes comes in as the approving mechanism and not the county.
But the county approves all herbicide spray.
Then the state.
SMARA is different.
Yeah,
it's a whole other animal. And they bypass Jim.
They do.
Oh, in cases they do. That's the problem that they're being faced with. They have to put it in the plan.
Yeah. Through the chair. This has gone to the state already for their review. They did not comment on it. They've reviewed it.
They probably don't have anybody that knows herbicides reviewing it.
Well, they have CDFG. CDFW,
well, that's my point. They review my plans,
in,
too.
But they're not SMARA.
Right.
But my concern is if SMARA, does SMARA see the comment from CDFW and do they have a second bite at the apple on the rec plan based upon a sister agency?
So the project, once we receive it, we do a review on it. It goes to DMR for their review. They did not comment. Then we have to give them the whole project file like you guys received.
Yep.
30 days prior to it coming to you. So this is their opportunity to participate.
So they've had their time.
Yes.
So the operator, project proponent, can do amendments county within the county and not have to worry about sending something back to the state if there's an amendment based upon the vegetation.
What will go back to DMR will be the approved reclamation plan amendment and use permit. They
okay.
just get to see what you approved.
Okay. And they will file it away, never look at it, and it goes in.
Yeah. Which is typically, because okay. a lot of those state roundtables, they don't
they,
have
they
experts.
They will look at it, and it's been problematic for us, right? Because you have these basically outdated rec plans. And the state comes in and they look specifically at that, and whatever that says, that is. So it can
That's
be problematic. So it's best that we fix it here.
Okay.
And get a decent plan with some latitude. So,
yeah.
So is it
down the road?
I realize we haven't been through a lot of these amendments mm-hmm. since the change with SMARA. Mm-hmm. Is language acceptable in the veg portion to simply make a statement, a PCA will be consulted for most appropriate control of weeds without getting into the details of we're using
right.
This herbicide, and this herbicide? Simply say, PCA will be consulted and utilized in the vegetative plan,
yep.
period.
I mean, that's what... I don't know about SMARA, but all the CEQA documents I write, they always say these are the suggested ones. However, we will do plan B because you get yourself boxed in a hole otherwise.
Yeah. Question for Bernadette. So just the plans that I've looked at, usually they specify the seed mix. This is what's to be planted. This is what we're going to do. They usually don't fall under the herbicide aspect of it at all, but I have seen. Mm-hmm. This is kind of a new...
If it's not required, I would say don't give them an opportunity to come back and hammer.
It is required under SMARA to address invasive species. So,
okay.
but like you said, I mean, we could do it to where, like you said, this is what we're planning on doing. However, a PCA will be consulted and utilized during the reclamation.
Because as a private applicator, when I'm dealing with Jim, I have a special sheet and I say my planned control is glyphosate or it's 2,4-D. And those are nasty words when it comes to pesticides. Following underneath that, I have to say I am with consultation with my PCA, it has been determined that hand picking is not financially reasonable. That spot spraying is not.
Yep.
And these two specific, or this specific application or method, is the only
yep.
reasonable control.
And that's, so what he's referring to, that's an alternative worksheet, because, you know, with CEQA, you have to compare alternative applications. Whenever you're using restricted material, which 2,4-D is, you have to go through that exercise if it has a restricted materials label. So that's why you... All of this, just leave it loose so that he can work with the PCA and get a mix that doesn't take you a decade to control the species that you're trying to control.
So under the proposed reclamation plan, there's under noxious weeds, it says, it lists, you know, that there's Dyer's Wood and Yellow Star Thistle, that they're occurring on the quarry site. Spraying will occur during the reclamation to reduce the potential for invasive species spread. This will continue until the seeded plants establish themselves. We can add in there the specifically working with the PCA through that process, and that would then become part of the reclamation plan.
Yep. PCA or even the county ag department.
It's pretty vague as it is right now. Spraying will occur.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I would leave it as.
Yep.
So that's sound reasonable.
Okay. So now we've gone through that. So let's come back. expansion of boundary, no problem. I think we're good on that. The current operator, I believe, is comfortable knowing, based on the discussion we had, the current operator is responsible for reclamation only of that operator's disturbed footprint, correct? Okay, so we're good there.
Let's call that phase one.
So, well, that's where I'm getting to. So now, as we come into phase one and we've got a timeline for grading, I think I heard Mr. Peters say spring of this year. Could it be completed by May?
Possibly.
June?
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So if we put in there June, July of 2024, grading would be complete. Phase one. As you are the site inspector, would you then be able to go out and through a mathematical formula, your checkbox establish based upon the grading phase one completion that this percent of reclamation has been completed so that Mr. Peters could get back a portion of the bond? Or does revegetation also have to occur before he can get back part of his bond? That's my quick, because I'm trying to also help Mr. Brown so that if he has a potential operator wanting to come in, if all we have to do is get grading done and we can get a portion back here, then a deal can be stricken over here and Mr. Peters fully made whole and operator B takes on the rest.
Absolutely. So, like I explained earlier, under the cost estimate, it's actually specific to each detail of the reclamation in that there's a specific line item for regrading. So, okay. The cost for the equipment and the time of regrading, so that would be at zero if we find that that's complete. And okay. So that would not be added into the cost. There would still remain the cost of revegetation, the seed mix, you know, any amendments or anything like that the soil amendments that they have proposed, it would all still remain in there. Just the part that was done would be removed from that cost estimate. Upon approval, they'd get a letter that they could reduce their bond, and they could do that.
Okay. So,
in short, full reclamation of phase one would have to occur before you get 100% of this bond back.
No. Full reclamation of the entire site and monitoring would have to be done before he could get 100% of his bond back, unless another operator came in during the reclamation process and took over.
I assume.
Correct.
So the hurdle we're trying to get over, as I'm understanding from Mr. Brown, Mr. Peters, and potential new operator, grading needs to be done. He gets a portion back. Mr. Brown can bring in a new operator. So phase one is what we're talking about needs to be completed. Am I correct on that?
Well, when a new operator would come in, Mike would get all of his.
Correct. But phase one is what the main hurdle is.
Right.
So if we said June or July of 2024, you're good with that?
Yep.
Okay. Staff, are you following along my logic here?
For the most part.
Okay. Phase one's complete, because I get where Mr. Brown's coming from with the 2028, but at the same time, I don't want to put, Mr. Peters has already agreed to 28 for full completion, phase one, two, three, etc. Phase one is the big hurdle. If we can set that date up earlier, then I can live with 28 for the vegetation, the monitoring, for 3 years on the vegetation. Because I don't think it's reasonable to move that one up as well, with the understanding it's the monitoring, vegetation management, etc. That is a unnecessary burden to place on the current operator to speed that up. You can't speed up biological processes. So is staff good with that?
Good as process. We will have to pay close attention to the body, though, to make certain that full reclamation can occur between both parties, both operators. So at some point in time, if there's overlap, that'll have to be assumed by the new operator, the portion that's not completed.
So the grading, for example.
Right.
You still need 20% of that bond to finish the vegetation, right?
Correct.
That's still going to be in flux. It will have to be balanced out, essentially.
Good. Mr. Brown, acceptable?
Yes.
Mr. Peters?
Yep.
What
I'm good. Good.
As well, one caveat is when you say spring, that's pretty broad.
I gave a specific June, July of 24.
Let's call it the end
the,
of spring.
The grading.
June 21 is the end of spring. And the beginning of summer.
That's fine.
Right?
Say it again, sorry.
June 21, do you end of spring.
5 minutes.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay?
Unless anybody
okay.
else needs one.
We have agreement. June 21, Bernadette. Phase one grading.
Okay. So, we need a motion.
Is the motion that's in our packet acceptable?
With the amendment?
With the
to
how you do it.
Why don't you do that? And
I've got to scroll back up to the...
Okay, you do that and then I'll second.
It was right before the wherefores and where... There we go. All right, so, Counselor, listen carefully to make sure I word this properly. I move that we adopt Resolution PC 2024-003, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the Browns Quarry Use Permit Amendment. UP0312-1M and Reclamation Plan Amendment RP0301-1M with the change to a completion of Phase 1 to be dated June 21, 2024, and determine that the approval would not result in any new or substantially more significant impacts than those examined in the ISMND, and no further environmental documentation is necessary. Counselor, does that work?
That's fine. Okay, we're going to put in a hard date. It needs to go somewhere in the conditions of approval, I suppose, or somewhere beyond simply the verbal motion. Paragraph 12 in the conditions of approval start with revegetation. We could add a sentence before that, perhaps, saying, grading, phase one grading shall be completed by June 21st, 2024. If I'm understanding correctly, frankly, this conversation was a lot over my head.
Because we're only talking phase one grading.
Right.
So the condition would be?
Number 12.
I was going to
suggest. 12 is revegetation. We're talking regrading.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. I was saying, or you could add a new paragraph, but I was saying put in a first sentence in paragraph 12, grading shall be completed by June 21st, 2024. Revegetation. I agree, it's a different subject.
Okay,
but
you're saying it would be a pre-sentence to condition 12.
Right.
Grading, as described in phase one, shall be completed by June 21st, 2024. Revegetation can then commence.
That's what I was thinking. Feel free to draft it, but that's what I was thinking.
I like what I said. How do you?
Yep.
Yeah, I do like that a
hey.
Lot.
Hey, we'll get in a circle and sing Kumbaya.
All right.
So is it agreed that
our commissioners agreed to that?
Yeah, so well, we have a motion. We have a second.
You commit. Are you satisfied with the motion?
I made it.
Yeah.
I know. Yes, I will second the
okay.
motion.
Okay, and now we can ask for discussion. Was there any other discussion, Mr. Dean? Good. So, okay, this is just, this is
This is a voice vote.
Voice vote. So, all those in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. Nobody opposed? Motion carries. Great. Thank you.
There you go, gentlemen.
There you go. Okay. So, item 3, ongoing staff update regarding the general plan.
I actually have no update for y'all today.
Okay.
Good. Nothing new.
Great. So, future meetings. The next regular meeting of the Planning Commission is scheduled for Wednesday, February 21st at 9 a.m.
Through the chair. Gentlemen, could you leave the room as we're still having a meeting?
Okay, any correspondence?
Nope.
Okay, any staff comments?
Nope.
Just for the benefit of Chairman Commissioner Dallas.
You can call
him. Been a few water board meetings. Still getting up to speed on things. Was in attendance yesterday with the flows for the Shasta, Scott, so forth, as far as precipitation levels, turbidity. Consensus is on their side that the sediment in the clam is not to be a hazard to the fish. There may be some.
Yeah.
Then also, before I went on vacation, I attended the EREC. So looks like it's going to come in basically the same determination they had last year.
Did you see the picture?
And are you going to have that as a discussion item?
Yes.
So that's the stop. That's
I'm not sure if it'll be February or March. Right. Probably yeah. March, honestly, yeah. Just based on what's going to be on the docket for February. But
my guess is that the E-regs will not make it out of Office of Administrative Law until the end of February.
Yeah.
Because the State Water Board does not have the staff available to begin policing the livestock water portion, which would still be in effect for the month of February and for parts of both watersheds in March. And so they can kind of punt that football and say, well, we'll wait until fall. But if they enacted it sooner rather than later, they put themselves in a pickle.
Yeah.
Okay. Under quote comments, I just have just a trick. What happens if there's no newspaper for which you publish all these public notices? What do you do?
Well, we do it at the post office. For other districts like the Watermaster District.
That's adequate.
Yeah. Well,
by law, it's allowed. We do the Yreka, Montague.
If there's no newspaper.
Well, it just says a newspaper in circulation, so I mean, you just go to the next closest town, is what I've had to do.
Right.
I mean, it could be Reading, Records or Clyde.
I was just curious because
it just has to be in general circulation.
Be
yep.
So, okay. So, any additional staff comments? Any additional commission comments? Mr. B?
So, just want the record to show that last project is an example, crystal clear, why use permits come here before the supervisors.
Oh, yeah.
Because we can work the things out. And this is what will happen on vacation permits that exceed the 50%. Do the supervisors really want to spend an hour, 15 minutes on one when we could hammer it out here so they don't have to?
Right. It's a matter of semantics, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not a use permit any longer. It'll be a ministerial permit. And typically, the Planning Commission deals with the use permits process. Taken out of that realm. And that's why...
They can have
it. Although not necessarily. I mean, Planning Commission, I believe, does appeals from denials, for instance, of administrative permits and things like that. I've never seen one, but the Planning Commission is a designated hearing body to hear administrative matters as well. So.
Okay.
With that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And then I just wanted to make one comment because I heard it from my supervisor that about us not having public audio I was under the impression, and maybe I misspoke, but I just want to say that we were doing it to be consistent with the Board of Supervisors because they don't allow public comment.
That was not my position. My position was if you are associated with a project,
you need to
opposed,
be here.
You need
and
to
I get
be
that.
Because
I think it was
our
my
technology does not allow for clear hearing, and like today, maybe I missed it. I didn't realize traffic was up there.
Yeah.
If they've been here in the room, boom, immediately.
Yep. I just wanted to say, though, that we're not in alignment with what the soups are doing, and just wanted to point that out.
No problem with that.
So.
I don't need that.
Okay.
We're our unique.
Oh, we are unique. And did you have any commissioner comments?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to adjourn. My last meeting as chair.
You'll come back.
Oh, no. No.